Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Keisha, what you doing? What are you looking at?
Oh, I was reading.
Every time you get your hair blown out, you
don't know how to act. Ready. First of all, then be prepared for me to not know how to act because I didn't find this new little Brazilian blowout spot. Knowing Brazilian braided hair is working for me.
There's a whole lot of this and shit. When you look down, all right, Keisha.
How could you tell if a Brazilian if a blowout is Brazilian or not? Is there a certain?
This is Dominican, I meant to say, but I think there is a Brazilian one too.
Okay.
And Dominican blowout. And you could tell by looking like that's a Dominican blowout or?
I can't, honestly. No. I could tell the difference though, and it's bouncing my hair, but no, I can't.
What is it? Is it just washing and then them drying it slowly with the comb or what?
It's a whole little process. They put these rollers in it. First, I was scared because, first of all, it was somebody's grandma. And they put these rollers in it. I booked the appointment, I know. And I get there, it was like a girl my age, and it was an older lady. So I'm like, oh, she gonna do my hair, and grandma just probably making empanadas for lunch. And my appointment was actually with grandma. So I'm like, oh, fuck. So she washed it, but grandma washed my hair with so much love and my scalp, and then they roll it, but they roll it to the front, which is weird. Then they take the rollers out. You sit in the dryer for like 2 hours, and that Dominican heat's something different.
Hold on, wait. You sit under the dryer for 2 hours?
Nigga, my scalp was on fire. You hear me?
Why you guys sitting in the dryer for so long?
Yeah, why so long?
You gotta let them roll, they gotta let it dry.
Oh.
Then they come with this brush with another little heat thing. She used no pressing comb though. And I was like, this is some Frederick Douglass shit right here. You gotta use pressing comb on this. She's like, no, I got you. And yeah, it's just, they take another brush.
I was about to say, calling your shit Frederick Douglass shit is hilarious.
Said, oh, baby girl for to do my hair. She must grab my hair for the empanadas.
Yeah, I'm like, she just making lunch. Like, she not really... Grandma ain't working. I was like, my God.
She went to work on that head, boy.
I was like, you know you can't judge a book by its cover.
Yeah. Hot head, hot scalp.
You just got back from Detroit, Keisha?
DC.
Okay, that's where the family was. Okay. All right. How was the weather out there?
Cold as fuck.
Man, we was
that in heard the it's cold as hell.
We was in the Midwest. We just did this 12-day run. We did Columbus, Cincinnati, Indianapolis, Toledo, Cleveland, and Pittsburgh. Let me tell you something.
Damn.
Nigga, the cold in Toledo? Bro, I tried to walk to the store to go get some coffee, some Starbucks. They got turned around halfway through. And it was literally one block away. I couldn't do it.
You got to walk.
Mic check.
Was it from the cold or the walk?
The cold, bro.
You gotta walk backwards when it's cold like that.
Oh man, it was a smooth 28 out there. I was like, oh, this.
And I'm not ready, bro.
Keisha said
though.
She said you gotta walk backwards like that. Yeah. So the wind not hitting your face.
Really?
That's to walk to school like that.
Hell yeah. Yeah. You gotta walk with your shoulders up.
You walk to school and you turn around. That's why niggas get around.
You don't know about the winners, Pat.
No, I don't. Right. I don't know none about winners. You have to walk backwards? That's wild. Does it hurt?
Yes, bro. Hell yeah, that shit hurt.
Because it hits your face. Your body be cold, but your face exposed, your face in your hands. So you walking backwards, hands in your pockets, shoulders shrugged up to try to block all the wind from hitting your body. Man, that shit different. I can't move back. It will take a lot of money to get me to move back to the Midwest. It's not even like the house. They can be like, yo, we got you an 8-bedroom mansion, 5-car garage and all this shit. I'm like, where is that? They were like, Indianapolis. I'm like, keep that shit. Yeah,
bro. You ain't lying, dog.
It's cold.
I'm going to move back home, but I can't do this cold, man.
The cold, the snow be getting dirty. Oh.
Snow, so is it really? I be angry when I go home in the morning time. I be like, why am I so mad? And then it just be like, yeah, it's cold, it's snowing. It's just
dumb. Yeah, you got to brush your car off and you got to warm it up.
Man.
It really, you know what's so crazy is like you're just fed shit from when you're little. Like the, whatever's around you is your reality, right? So I just figured in my mind everybody was dealing with this in the winter.
Yeah,
and when I was in Cali for a couple of years, I was kind of mad at my parents. Like, so y'all voluntarily picked the fucking snow over this shit? So our whole lives, hold on, wait. So for 20 some fucking years, okay, bet. Wow.
Which is hilarious because from the California side, I thought that snow was just charming. I thought it was always like storybook white. I thought it was like, you know, when it snowed, everybody had coffee with two hands on the cup. Like, I thought it was just like a really nice time. And then I learned about black ice and I saw dirty ice for the first time and people were chaining.
Hey, Christmas Day, but that's it. It could snow Christmas Day and be gone. Other than that.
Yes. After Christmas, that should stick around too long.
Yeah, man.
I thought it was magical.
I saw this Christmas and shit like
that. Pat, didn't you go like to like a ski trip or something on your Instagram and you were just in the snow and y'all was like playing in the snow? And I was like, look at these niggas. That shit was like triggering. That's like somebody going to playing in slavery. Like, oh, look at what it means. Playing for a week.
I'm playing in slavery.
It's like, bro, what are y'all doing? Get out of there. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it is. I like visiting snow for vacation, but I couldn't do it. I definitely.
Hell no.
That's why I'm like, I want to go to like Big Bear or somewhere like that, but I can't see myself purposely putting myself in cold. Like, it just don't make sense to me.
I would do that for like a quick vacation. Like, I want to go to Switzerland when it's cold. Like, I want to go a couple places that's cold, but I don't want to live there. I don't want my day to day to have to be, you know.
Hell no.
Can anybody miss wearing big ass boots. I do want some big ass boots just so I can stomp in some snow. That was like the funnest part, was wearing them big ass, not Tim's, but boots.
I didn't like that. You had to tuck your pants.
Then you got to bring your gym shoes to school and change out of your boots to your gym shoes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
I'm about to get some of them big ass Yeezy boots. I think I'm going to get some of them just because for when I go on the East Coast to tour.
Stupid ass boots. Those boots are like you about to run. It's like, they look
like
right here.
They look sweet. They look like they might make me do some Mario moves. I see them bitches look like some Mario boots.
Are dumb as hell. I am excited that they squashed the beef, though. That you know, we might get some good music from that, but
No, Drake squashed the beef. Kanye did not squash the fucking beef. Did y'all see that nigga face in the picture? He like, that nigga just blueprinted his whole house. He ain't squashed no fucking beef. Drake did. Okay, wait till Kanye
the next out of that. I don't know about that. I don't agree. You look at that interview, Kanye was like, I mean, Drake's one of the best artists of all time who I actually love and would raise if he was my actual son. The only problem I got with him is the fact that he got a problem with me. It's like, nigga, stop trying to get cool. Like, he was trying to get cool the whole interview.
Yeah.
He's just threatened by Drake. That's why he bring him up every 2 seconds in the interview, because he's threatened.
He sacrificed Big Sean to get cool with Drake. He was like, here, I'll kill Big Sean.
Low key, I feel like Kanye's been trying to sabotage Drake his whole career, because Kanye did Drake's first video. Everything, and that video was whack, nigga. And I feel like he did that shit on purpose to intentionally fuck up Drake's career, and it didn't work. That video,
I think it was best I ever had. Best I ever had. With the girls and the basketball team shit. Man, I wish I knew you then, because I was in Rochester, New York, saying to my fucking computer, like, Kanye sabotaging the fuck out of Drake. Like,
wow.
Biggest song, song on that album, on that mixtape. And this is what you do with the video, nigga?
And look at Kanye's videos. So it's not like we know Kanye can't go there.
He absolutely can.
I never thought of that.
But Kanye did I Don't Fuck With You for Big Sean, and he was the coach for the football team. It's kind of like the same. Kanye has a very limited imagination. All right, check this out. Y'all ever seen Mighty Ducks? All right, look.
That was the same video.
It was the same video.
He was like,
oh my God, it's so dumb.
It's football. But
I did get tickets though, like an hour ago. I bought.
Oh, to the show? Oh, it's sold out. I didn't know they was going on sale. Yeah. Hours, way too long.
Oh, you know it's gone now.
I went 2 minutes in and rope. I hate bots because it was the thing I clicked on was free Drake and Kanye tickets for Larry Hoover. And I still ended up paying $1,000 for free tickets.
For one or two?
Because were they resale? Somebody was reselling them?
They were like those third party ones, but there was none. And this was like 2-3 minutes afterwards. So I'm assuming they were bots.
Yeah, I gotta go and spend me $1,000 too. I wanna go. Shit, fuck it.
I wanna go that bad, man.
But where? Why? Who are these bots?
Actually, fuck a concert.
They're doing the concert.
They're crushing people.
They're doing the concert in Watts. I was like, I ain't going down there.
Coliseum?
Oh, it's the Coliseum. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that ain't well.
They're doing it by the Watts Towers, nigga. It's gonna be bulldogs and pit bulls off that bitch. I'm good. Well, listen, this is a good place they need to start the show. I want to give a big shout out to our special guest today. We got CP in the house. We got Keisha E. And we got Cynthia Luciette in the house as well. We're about to kick it off.
It's right real.
Cashback is here. Today's episode is sponsored by Honey. You know Honey, the shopping tool that automatically fills in the promo code box when you check out online? Yeah, well, it just got even better. Now, on top of finding promo codes with Honey, you can now earn cash back. We're talking cash, that cheddar, that bread, them ducats. I'm talking that moolah, baby. Here's how easy it is. Once you add Honey to your computer, just shop like normal on thousands, yes, thousands of your favorite sites. Then, if Honey is offering cash back on your purchase, it'll drop down and just let you know. All you gotta do is just click activate, and that's it. You just cash it out to your PayPal account where you watch it all pile up. When you get cash back, will you save it up or will you immediately spend it? If you heard about Honey, but just haven't gotten around adding it to your browser yet, this is the time. Don't leave money on the table. What I love about Honey is that I honestly forget about it. I go shopping online for some clothes or something, and all of a sudden, Honey's like, here I am, here you go. You want some savings? Boom, there you go right there. Save yourself some money, kid. I'm like, yo, thank you. So get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/squad and get cash back now. That's joinhoney.com/squad.
First topic of the day, would you rather have one wish granted today versus 5 wishes in 5 years? What y'all going with?
I'm not gonna be able to concentrate for 5 years thinking about how many wishes I'm finna get and bragging to niggas about how I'm finna kill them in 2027. Like, nigga, you didn't even gonna know me. Here's what I would do. I would wish right now to be able to have genie powers to make my wishes come true.
No, don't do that.
We're not gonna let you.
Every time there's a wish question, this guy pops up in some form.
Listen, you have to. No. First of all, genies are from hell, and you have to trick them.
Genies are not from hell.
Who said that?
They're not of the Lord. The Lord don't give people shit like that. Because the Lord would have been in the Bible. They're not in the fucking Bible. They're from hell.
What? They come out of the Bible.
A genie is a guardian angel.
Yeah, but he's explained in the Bible. In the Bible, they say, this is Satan. Anything else we don't mention is his shit.
what chapter was that?
The end. Right. The end,
shit about genies.
While they're rolling the credits, hey, by the way, genies are... You ever seen, like, anybody who give you a wish, the wish is always fucked up somehow. Mm-hmm. Like, you wish for your dream woman, and then she died. You be like, fuck, nigga, you couldn't, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
you gotta be very specific. You gotta be very specific.
What I'm saying is,
with the wish, though, that just means you gotta be very, you can't just say, like, I wish for $10 million, because then, like, it'll be $10 million, but it'll be all stolen, and then like 10 minutes later, it pops inside your house.
Yeah, but for it to default to that is some pretty evil stuff. Like, it didn't have to default to the, something horrible. Like, yeah, it could have defaulted.
Like the irritating stuff. Pat, imagine they give you a check for $2 billion, but your name is spelled wrong. And then you can't find nobody, or there's no customer service, or nothing. And it's just Patrice Houston. And you're like, no! You know what I'm saying? It's a billion. So you feel me? That's hey, kind of shit genius.
That is
too.
Demonic. That is
but
demonic.
Here's the thing. Okay, look, I'll take that away. I would wish to be the luckiest nigga ever. Off of that, I could go.
That's really
you the luckiest nigga ever. You could go raw every night with somebody different and not catch nothing.
Okay,
but does that mean that?
That's a good look.
Because you might just had a fucking antibiotics at your doorstep the next morning. Like, you might still catch it.
You might find a pill. Oh, here's that pill I need. Pop, and you're good. But
not the luckiest person wouldn't get it in the first place.
Exactly, but the luckiest person.
The luckiest, who says that? They could flip it. And you be like, no, we made your luck that you survived. You still got two, you know, Magic one arm, one leg.
The luckiest nigga on earth, technically.
And oh, also, the luckiest is only a little bit luckier than the previous luckiest person on, which but doesn't have to be that lucky.
To his point, because genies like, aren't fucked up people because most of the time, genies are trapped in the lamp. You know what I mean? A lot of times they're like, I got four more fucking clients and then I'm out this bitch. Like, they're always trapped inside. That's true. Shit to do. They don't even want to fucking be genies. Sometimes they want to die. Like, I do this and then I die.
This is what you do.
Genies be... Nah, so genies if I was a genie...
Hella happy to be out. See, I don't know. Genies be hella happy. They'd be like, oh, dude, what up?
I would be demonic if I was trapped inside a lamp with this nigga. Like, I wish to be lucky. I'll put him in a car accident and be like, look, aren't you lucky? You still got your main organs?
See that? Aren't we happy? Cynthia's not a genie.
My wish is...
got demonic on it. I would put him in an accident.
I want a little wish today.
Do one wish with a lot of time.
Because I don't know what's 5 years from now. I don't even know where I'm going to be at, what I'm doing. I got some shit I need today. Like, give me my wish right now. I got some shit by 5 o'clock that I need.
Five is a lot more than one, though. Here's what you do.
But what if you're not even around 5 years from now? Then what happens?
You have to do a wish that could get you all your other wishes. Go ahead.
Exactly. Like time travel. I'd wish for time travel. And then I can kind of just jump ahead, and then that's 6 wishes, and I still got time travel.
But here's the thing.
But guess what? Cindy's point, though. Hold on. Then you get there, your whole family's dead, and you miss 5 years, and the genie's like, aren't you happy? And you know what I'm saying?
Not only that, if you use your one wish for time travel, you go to the future in hopes of getting those 5 wishes, and the genie's going to be like, no. It was either this one wish now, or 5 wishes in the future. But you used your one wish for time travel. That nigga got you. Now you 5 years in the future. It's broke.
You can go back to before you made the wish. So you could travel back in time with the
time travel is a wish, though. The fact that you can even do that is a part of your initial wish.
Because if you say it just how you said it just now, you didn't say, I wish for a time travel machine. You didn't say, I wish for the ability to time travel. You said, I want to time travel to the future.
He might have said the ability.
He said time travel. That's all
he said. None of y'all are the genie. Wait. None of y'all are my genie. I was pitching it.
We're all your genies. This is like
Shark Tank.
We're all your genies.
All y'all genies are stressed the fuck out right now. Y'all genies is like,
goddamn.
I would love to have magical powers and have somebody play with me. I've been doing this for 5,000 years. Go ahead, Pat. Make a wish.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. This is like Genie Tank. Can we make a wish? Can we make an unevilable wish? Can we? That's what it is. Can we make an unevilable wish?
I'm impressed with unevilable. How you just really try to say that as
well. Wording is hard to hear. Wording is hard.
You know I know, nigga. You know I know.
A wish cheat code. Main characters always do try to find a wish cheat code. That's a fact.
That's what you have to find a loophole. I like the loophole better than
at the end of your wish.
Cheat code, loophole, same thing.
Yeah.
What if you said at the end of your wish?
You were saying unevenable, and I was rescuing you from Tahir. That goddamn, you threw my shit out. Fuck you. You said unevenable.
You're right. That didn't mean it like, okay, you were there. Okay,
yeah, nah, fuck your shit.
But listen, I think the best way to do it, the best way to do it is you like, you have to go slow, be very descriptive and very specific. And at the end of the, so you like, I wish for $250 million to be awarded to me from a family member that I was not aware was my family member, tax-free, and no one knows I'm being awarded this, so it's done in privacy. I'm able to get the money quickly. There are no holdups on it. This is all the same wish. You got to be very specific.
You already messed it up, Tahir. You already messed it up.
How?
You already messed it up.
You're not taking a breath.
Because no one knows it. No one knows it, Tahir. You're the only one who knows. You go to the bank with the check. Nobody can see the check.
Let me finish. Let me finish.
That is true.
And, and upon completion of my wish to be granted and me getting the funds, you are released.
So you trying to reel him in with, even if I did fuck up some shit, it benefits you too, is your thing.
The genie, like, well, if you fuck it up,
listen, if you fuck it up, if you fuck it up and I don't get the 200 million, then you don't get released. So the only way
my
for
legs are smoked.
2 million though. The genie about to be out in these streets broke. He don't know nobody. He ain't got nothing.
No, I saw a nigga 10 million. If he give me the 200 million, I saw a nigga 10 million.
His legs are smoked. He's literally smoke out of a lamp for legs. He can't go to
Home Depot. He got his legs back. Jenny got his legs back when he was released. When he was freed, he had legs. Remember, he had on red pants.
Yeah, I don't trust the solidity of his body or legs, honestly. But I guess
solidity.
I feel like so, at the end, you have to say something.
I would. Go ahead, Pat.
I was saying at the end, you should say something like, "You can't find a loophole to make this terrible for me." Because that's really what they do. They try to find something that makes it specifically bad for you. Mm-hmm. So if you just kind of categorize that.
Y'all doing this all wrong. Okay, first of all, I'm going to take 5 years. One, because I right now I'm going to fumble my one wish. I ain't even going to hold y'all. You know what I mean? Like, give me the 5 years to think about this shit. I won't even be in my mid-30s yet in 5 years. So I'm fucking good. And I'm going to have five solid, and I'm going to know what I really, really want. Like, I'm still in my, let me try it face. I'll fuck around and throw my wish on some dumbass nigga. Like, hell no. Nah. Give me 5 years, bitch. Wait till I'm almost mid-30s. And then my wish going to be like, ooh, perfect. So I'm going to wait. And in that meantime, I'm going to kick it with my genie. I'm gonna be cool with my genie. We're gonna be mad, like friendly and shit. And so in them 5 years, I'm gonna keep in touch and I'm gonna be good.
He's not trying to be bothered with you. You not ordering nothing.
I'm gonna just check on him. I'm gonna be like, how does it feel to have to wish people?
Be like, you know, young lady, everybody asked you a question. It's either now or 5 years. First of all, I can't concentrate for 5 years knowing I'm gonna get everything I need in 5 years. I would be homeless on the street or in prison somewhere because I'm not. You think I'm about to go to work every day knowing I got five? Man, please. I'm finna be like, hey, I owe you.
What are you gonna do for the next 5 years, though?
Find people to buy into it and believe me and let me borrow.
But you can really figure it out with this Ponzi scheme.
Do you believe in my powers in 5 years? Do you believe? Give me $1,500. Do you believe?
I don't know. I think time travel is the one.
Y'all ever seen some shit at a garage sale or something like that? Do it like a genie lamp and never rubbed it? Just like, fucking let me see.
A genie lamp that never got
rubbed?
That's
how I used to pray to God. I always, when I was little, I'm like, God, if I'm real, I was like 6 years old, like, God, not if I'm real. If you real, I'm going to go upstairs and I'm going to find $100 in my dresser. I wouldn't say nothing to my parents because y'all keep taking me to church. Yeah. I'm a test guy.
Blackmail?
I was like, if you real, I'm going to go find some money here. And I would go in my room. I was little.
Hey,
was like,
hey, I swear to God, like, I used to have little tests like that all day. All day long. Like, for real. But look, hold on. Time travel is a good one, but what if you wish for the power to will your wishes? Not as a genie, but like, what do you wish for? I wish for the power to get everything that I wish for from myself. Like everything I wish for.
What's a wish?
No. I'm saying like, like, put it like this, to get all my wishes for the rest of my life. Like, everything I ever wanted, everything I want, I get it for the rest of my life. That's but what I want.
The thing. Is that's the one thing, wish. Though, the loophole in that is you can get all that shit the day before you die. Or you can live your entire life damn near in poverty, and then at the end of your life, win the lottery, and now you're able to buy
everything I want. If I want it, I get it. Like the that's what I want. That's what I'm saying. Will my wants? Like, oh, instantly. I like that car. Bam. That's my car. Well, like, that's what I want. The ability to do.
You have to say instantly. You can't say.
Be praying to God, like, no, I want to be God. Like, God, like, what you want to be God? I'm like, bruh, now I'm trying to get to the top of the top. I know a nigga trying to climb to the top when I see me. He said, God. Nigga, what's the highest? That.
What's your wish? Make me God. Like, wait. That's hilarious. But that could work.
No, y'all haven't ever, like, thought of some really messed up stuff, and you were like, ugh, Jesus, I just thought that. Like,
oh, yeah. They're called intrusive thoughts.
That's right. Anytime I watch porn. Right at.
Here gonna be like, I want a bucket hat that keep being reversible with new colors and new flavors and new patterns. Just bam, bam, bam.
Hey, but to hear you said you have intrusive thoughts watching porn.
Yeah. Afterwards, I'd be like, What did I just watch?
Imagine to hear, like, man, I wish that was me. And he accidentally switches with the girl. He's like, oh!
No! How much longer do you have?
Not browsers, no!
let's put it to a vote, man. What we going with? Keisha, what you going with?
Give me my wish today, right now. I love the way Cynthia rubbed it in, like, because I ain't even going to be in my mid-30s in 5 years. I'm like, damn, in 5 years, I'm going to be old as fuck. Give me my shit today. Let me enjoy it while my knees still
work. I'll be a senior in 5 years. Who cares?
All right. CP, what you going with?
You said Cynthia or who?
CP, what you going with?
Oh, give me my wish now. Because I'm trying to find a loophole. I'm going to think long and hard about it. Unless he wanted it right then I'm probably gonna fumble it, like Cynthia said. But I'm gonna get it now.
Pat,
get it now.
I'm gonna have to do it now. I'm gonna try the loophole thing too.
Okay, Cynthia.
I'm gonna wait 5 years and like I'm learning, so my circle's so small. Only my family would know I got 5 wishes coming. I'm at that point in life, so I'm good. You know what I mean? 2 years ago, I done told all my fake friends, like, bitch, we got 5 wishes coming. I'm like, fuck everybody. I got my family, and don't nobody know I got wishes coming. Fuck y'all, 5 years, see you.
You gotta trust your mama with no wishes.
I'm gonna go to the gym every day. I'm gonna be getting massages. I'm gonna come out looking like, who ain't got 5 wishes?
What if your mom be like, can I get one of them wishes real quick? Sure, what you want? I wish I never had kids. Yeah, wait, what? Yeah, you heard me. I wish
I never had kids. Away.
You heard me. Like, you okay? You heard me.
And I'm going to go with my wish right now. So it looks like it's almost unanimous, but the wishes right now have it. Cynthia's going to hold out. She has the patience of a nun because I would need my shit immediately. So we're going to jump right into this next topic right after this. Next topic of the day we have, would you rather vacation with the Obamas versus go shopping with Jay and Beyonce?
Oh, easy. Super easy. Vacation with the Obamas.
Vacation, for sure.
Because, I mean, the vacation.
They might not even buy you shit.
Yeah, exactly. You could just be walking around with them, and they have such a big entourage, you could never even be by them.
No. But it's going to be specific for you. Like, they going shopping because you with them. But my thing is, like, you going shopping with Jay and Beyonce, niggas going to be bringing out the exclusive shit, too. They're going to be like, yo, this shit ain't even out. This don't come out to like, middle of the year or the end of the year. But since y'all here right now, I'm going to let y'all in on this. You're going to get some exclusive shit. You're going to get, like, shit from Virgil just on the strength. Niggas just going to be giving you shit. They probably won't even have to bring their clothes.
Listen, don't forget, people shop on vacation, number one. Number two, you with Barack and Michelle. It's like a slight, small number of people who still hate Jay-Z and Beyonce a little bit. You with Barack and Michelle. Y'all getting close, it's vacation. Y'all rubbing elbows. Ah, Barack, you stupid. No, CP, you're stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I always take vacations over. So like niggas, I be like, take me somewhere. Don't buy. I don't need no bag, nigga. Plus, wherever Beyonce is shopping, chances are I ain't got no place to wear that shit. Where I'm wearing that to? I'm pulling up to Kev on Stage Studios to shoot a skit and goddamn exclusive newest Beyonce. Like, I don't have no place to even wear this. And Hero by the time Wayne. I leave vacation with Michelle and Barack, I'm gonna be on tour with Michelle Book Club. I'm gonna be like the opening act. Like, I'm gonna have, I'm gonna finesse some shit from that situation.
Also, you could shop for like 10, 15 minutes. Vacation's one night minimum. So at least it's a longer experience too.
Michelle and Obama, they giving me we in bed by 9 p.m. You know, and again, that's not where I'm at in life. I don't know if they out doing what they gotta do. And I'd want to shop with Beyonce just because I want to feel the vibes, because I'm very curious to see if Beyonce got dick on the side, you know? Because I'm just like, dude, she be cheating on Jay. Is that why they stay together? Like, I just want to feel the vibes. I'm gonna finesse my way into seeing where they're going after the fact. And I'm gonna see if Beyonce take dick and hey, and or pussy, because what up, D on the side, you know what I'm saying? What she be doing on the side?
That would be the scandal of the millennium. Can you imagine being Beyonce's side nigga?
Can you imagine the headline with David in other news? Contest winner Cynthia Lucien, who won the contest to be able to shout with Jay-Z and Beyonce, is fucking me. In other news, it's like, wait, what? She fucking me. You heard me correctly.
She be doing something. She doing such. I mean, we seen Jada Dirt now, but I'm gonna, because Angela Yee was the one who got the August Alsina exclusive. I'm trying to get the Beyonce side orgasm exclusive.
Let me tell you something.
We'll be really making B come.
Jada,
Jay-Z pitching legs, it ain't Jay.
Jada's up here, okay? Jada's up here. But you best believe Beyonce got loan money to get somebody shot if they ever think about talking. You understand me? Long money. I still can't believe August Alsina did that shit. He tried to play the, you know, she kept me on the side. Nigga, that's what you signed up for.
Maybe he even publicly
embarrassing Jay-Z like Will be embarrassed. Yeah, right. First of all, the album gonna be fire.
Right.
Will Smith really be embarrassed though.
Listen, Jay-Z stabbed his friend. He stabbed his friend. You understand me? What do you think he would do if some nigga was out there talking shit? Some nigga that ain't his friend. He stabbed
First of all, look at how T.I. act. Now, I'm just saying. If you will see how a man act about what's his, you understand me? But then
that nigga came at the champ. That nigga's 50-0. He still was like, his hands, nigga.
Where he at though? You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel me? Like,
no, she may not want it to be public, but y'all fucking crazy if you think Beyonce has only gotten Jay-Z dick within the last 10 to 15 years. Y'all out y'all goddamn mind. As y'all out,
Keisha, that'd be so scary. I would be. Public
y'all be swearing.
Oh, I'm super faithful. I mean, I'm also not.
Oh, it's not that you don't got, but if you with a man who cheating and that's what it is, or you know, whatever, I ain't gonna get into their business. Either way,
I'd be scared as hell.
I just want to say to Jay-Z, you know, I'm such a fan, and I like the whole catalog. I'm not one of the people who'd be like, I'm not one of them guys who'd be like, Jay-Z's weakest album was, I would never say that. I would just be like, all your albums were equally efficient. Go ahead, though, guys.
Fuck that. I know Jay got a favorite album, so I know he knows that Volume 3 was not his best work, and I know he knows that Volume 2 didn't have to be a double disc. He could have made that one disc, you know?
Volume 3 is when I started getting into the Illuminati stuff, and then I was like, oh boy, Jay, y'all started feeling like, oh man, it was like, look at the way everything is white on the album with the red stripe going down. I was like, it is the red stripe going down.
I'll say CP is most likely to join the Illuminati. Who out of all this panel, who is most likely to join?
No. I think it's you, Jay-Z, Beyonce, shop, forget the vibes.
Pat is the person to already be in Illuminati and don't realize it. Pat be so aloof. He been assigned the paperwork. He been paying dues every month. He ain't been checking his account. He don't know.
Hey, to hear Pat be like, what are you guys talking about? What are you guys talking about? What do you guys mean? You guys are tripping right now. What do you guys?
I just have a pile of unopened golden envelopes. Like, oh, that's what those were.
He's got a little Hogwarts ball on his shoulder. Like, oh, what are you guys talking about? Oh, my seeker? Oh, this is...
There's a dead goat in my parking lot.
Crazy Cali, right? Am I right?
Like... Pat won't even know. He thought he just signed up for a fucking glee club.
No, them science, what are they called? Are they called scientists? What the hell? Scientology? Mm-hmm. They be after you. As soon as you touch jail in LA, they be like, come to our church. You can make it if you just come.
They got a lot of properties. They got a lot of boats. They got a lot of money, bro.
Big ass boat.
They got an interesting story.
They be like, do you believe in your Lord and Savior, Alien Christ? Do you believe in your Lord and Savior, Alien Christ?
You should have only been not laughing like she caught a Scientology. Now we find out the truth.
Now we should be saying that in my report.
Now we finding out why Keisha stays in the hills and drives the AA, but ain't nobody knows she works. Now we finding out the truth.
Keisha like, y'all stupid. I got evil Bible study in 20 minutes.
Y'all are crazy. Christ is my Lord and Savior. Scientology.
You should stay on vacation. I'm like, how are you affording these vacations? You like stay praise to the island.
Praise to the Most Low.
What do you mean? I'm very frugal, guys.
Oh God.
Keisha, late to a sacrifice.
He said, praise to the Most Low. Oh God. Yeah, they shout out to them though for starting a whole religion. I mean, that's what the owner wanted to do. But
yeah, he did. He
shout out to how you have this whole elaborate religion, but then y'all don't have a powwow about the name. Y'all just come up with the first shit ever. I mean, that's like algebraology. Hear me out, right? Like, if you look at algebra, look at it's like, fam, come on, dog. Like
algebraology.
Scientology, like really, really.
Simple, straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
I remember they had an open house one time at the one on it used to be over there by that the improv class, the improv school over there. Like I said, it runs a parallel to Hollywood. I forget the name of the street, but they take you like this little theater and they show you this little film. I think it might have been like 20 minutes or something like that, and it's like stadium.
Why would you go to here?
Now we know who really. Time. Y'all talking about me.
I was killing some time. So they go. They put you in there. They close the door.
Try to kill some time, man. What
yeah.
you doing? Go ahead. Come on.
Was it an inductive ceremony?
But I kept looking at the time. Door. I kept looking at the door and the floors. I was trying to make sure that they weren't gonna like put no sleeping gas.
You said a door in the floor. Did I hear that?
I kept looking at the doors and like looking at the edge of the floor to make sure it was like sleeping gas being pumped in the room and. We wake up and organs missing or some shit like that.
Yeah, whatever could have happened to your ass, you deserve it for fucking going in there. What's wrong with you, man? Talk about you looking at the thing for gas. Leave.
It was a free stress test. They gave me a free stress test. I was like, I'm kind of stressed.
Like was
let me ask you
scene.
A question to hear. You ever looked at how much stress tests cost? Like, what if they like $3? And they're like, not the free stress test. You might get one every year with your insurance. Your ass in there. Giving up your liver for a stress test. You scared me, man. I feel like right after that, you left there and started eating 7-Eleven hot dogs on a regular. Like, nobody knows why. They're just like, you just...
Hey, man, man. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, let's put it to a vote, man.
You're right. I apologize.
Vacation with the Obama.
That's the most polite way to tell a nigga, shut the fuck up. Keep going, man. Relax.
Vacation with the Obamas or shopping with Jay and Beyonce? What y'all going with?
Vacay.
I'm
resorting island.
Beyonce, Jay Z, and a stress test cost about $50 to hear. Just so you know, I just googled it. I say $50.
And I ain't had that $50 back then too. So that was a come up for you, boy.
Pat, what you doing? Yeah, we're obviously stressed the fuck out though. Like you need to whatever, go ahead.
Take a J and B and I'm gonna just try to mix and mingle.
Pat, what you going with? Your thing froze.
I'm going to vacation.
Vacation?
I'm not going to stay. I'm frozen?
Yeah, no, it was going in and out. Okay.
The green light looks so cool. I'm okay with it, you know.
Yeah, he's like in a Matrix reboot right now. Right. Well, he's had the vacation. He's like so, the Matrix. Yeah. It's still 4-1 on a vacation versus shopping with Jay-Z and Beyonce. So we're going to jump into this last topic right now. Well, right after this. Would you rather be an extra in an Oscar-winning movie or the lead in a box office bomb?
You said an extra?
An extra.
The extra. Kevin Hart came a long way since Soul Plane.
You say what, Keisha?
I said Kevin Hart came a long way since Soul Plane. I'd be the lead in the bomb.
A lot of people started with a bomb.
Because the extra, like, don't nobody, that shit, you might not even see your face. You cross the camera and somebody else is like, that does nothing for you. You don't get no credit for being no extra. You made $160 that day, barely, if that. It does nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't really springboard off of that. Whereas, plenty of people who bomb.
I don't know, man. Because old boy that starred in Passions of Christ, my boy ain't work again after that. He's like, nigga, you already played Jesus. What else can you do? You good, my nigga?
That wasn't a bomb, though.
That's a church classic. They made us watch that bitch like 25 times.
Yeah, people was in there crying and shit. I was like, man, get me the fuck out of here.
I feel like a lot of black movies do that bomb. Like, people still end up fucking with it.
Right, like I like Soul Plane. I don't care what people say, and I like Wild Wild West with Will Smith. Like some people would like the shit. Like I'm like, oh, that was unique.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think that there's always an opportunity for you as the lead to shine, and maybe a script that wasn't written well, or a treatment that wasn't executed the best way visually. But I think that you as the star, you could, you know what I'm saying? Like you could. But as an extra, you ain't hitting no shit. They're going to be like, "You right. Look at the bird, and that's it." You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The movie made $612 million.
You said what?
The movie made $612 million and went on to become the fourth highest grossing film in 2004.
What?
Okay. A fifth highest grossing film in 2004. Passion of Christ.
What day?
Passion of the Christ.
Oh, okay.
It's $612 million.
Oh, so then
he winning. Smart.
I mean,
I think that was Jesus in real life.
I mean, he didn't make it. The film did. I don't know what he made off of that.
True. He probably had no back end. But here's the thing. I did some extra work. Like, you know, when I first kind of like, fuck it, I just want to get on set. It's easy to do extra work. And I was one of those people that was just chill. I was just there. But so many other motherfuckers around me thought that they were going to get discovered as an extra. And then by like day hour 10, I'd be like, I want to fight these motherfuckers. Like, you are not here to get discovered. Nobody's going to fucking care about you. Just be an extra. Move around the fucking goddamn stadium. Change your wardrobe and shut the fuck up. Okay? I was really like, y'all.
That was me though. When I first moved out here, I was working on Dance Flick, the Wayans Brother movie. And
they were like, I'm going to get discovered.
Like pulled me over to the bar, like I was just in the middle of the dance floor, but somebody came over, like, Keenan want to place you here by the bar by Damien Wayans Jr., right? So I'm fresh off the boat. So he had this thing where he broke this bottle over my head, and it was every take he doing a different line.
Never say that. Like that.
He just broke a bottle over my head. So every take, he say something different. So I turned around and reacted and like threw some lines in. They like cut. So he'd do another take. He say something else. I turned around and I'm like, watch out. Like I try to say something. And like they came over there like, listen, Keenan was like, who is that girl down there? Tell her. It was like, listen, you can't say anything else. Like, they're going to take you off this set. And I'm like, oh, I thought that this was an opportunity for me, you know, to do something. But they did end up hitting me up to play like a kid, like a high school kid or something. They were like, how old are you? At the time, I was grown as hell and they didn't know. But yeah.
You look at that girl when you busted the bottles on. I like her.
You were throwing out different lines and they weren't working.
Because I'm like, he's switching his line up. Let me switch my shit.
Dang it. Job.
Somebody tell that girl down there.
Like, yo, they hit her over the head with a bottle and keep it set.
She made me watch the movie, you know.
They hit her over the head with a bottle. And keep it said, hey, watch out.
Hey, watch out.
I was just throwing out lines. Like, the first time
I probably would have fainted. Like, dude, let me faint. See,
no, the first time I turned around, like, black girl from Detroit, like, I was like, too hood. Like, okay, maybe he want me to pipe it down. Yeah, he like, no, we need you to not say shit.
Just analyzing like that one line to try to change it so that you can get noticed is hilarious.
You like, do want to make the cut. You know, you do want
to say watch out or watch out now.
But I feel like on a smaller set like that, especially when it comes to comedy, there's so much room for improv that it's like, all right, you might make some shit. These were just, we was on Cold Case on NBC, and we in the crowd of why they doing this fake little wrestling ring. If you don't shut the fuck up. And I mean, they'll be trying to talk to the producers. And I'm a very big reader of body language and like when people are like awkward. And I'm like, you can't tell that these producers and directors are like, stop fucking talking to me.
What were they talking about?
Hey, yeah, you know, it's because I just moved here and I go, well, my headshots are this, and you know, I just got an agent. And so so you guys film often? How many episodes are you on? And they like, ill, like, you know, like, ill. We were the extras, but I don't care because this ain't where I'm gonna stop. Y'all, this is, you know, but this ain't how you get out of this. Just observe.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta take your little lumps and acknowledge it as a lump on your process. Instead of turn everything into a fucking like mega opportunity, like no, sometimes opportunities are there just to keep you grounded. Like, I remember when I was an extra and they didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you appreciate that. Watching how motherfuckers be assholes on set, so then when you become the guy, you know, the number one, you know how not to be. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that shit is important. People miss that though when they feel like everything is their big break.
For but real, like to Keisha's point, if I was in that set, girl, I'd have been doing the same shit. I'd have turned around like you know, because it's
small. They ended up calling me. They ended up hitting me up like a week later to play like some high school kid or something. And they were like, how old are you? And at the time, I remember, I probably was like 25, 26. They was like, oh.
I wish I would have let a goddamn Wayne brother punch a bottle on my head. But I know you was early. I know that's, but it's like, man, it's the Wayne's. I don't know. They cool.
How many takes was it? How many times did they have to do it?
It was like 3 or 4. Then they ended up replacing me with a dude. But I ended up being next to the dude, so I still
damn, because I was going to say, it's because we're girls. Like, you know, we're going to look at it differently.
But they did a bunch of different ones. So
how did the glass feel?
They started with the dude first. I think they started with him first, and then they had me come over. But when they actually, the movie came out, they used the dude. It was like, he's at the bar being crazy, like, and he's like, whoa! And he breaks... I think he breaks it over the bar and then he turns to me, whatever. It was like, you know, it's dance flicks. It's like a parody.
Right, right, right. But I'm saying, like, what was the glass? Was it like candy glass?
No, it was just like a, when you hit it, it just, I don't know what it was, but it was just
a real bottle.
No, just like a fake little thing. Like, soon as you,
it, hey, watch it. She was like, no, it was a Heineken. So, yeah.
4 takes of that is wild as hell.
No, I'm definitely taking being the main person because, yeah, not only from the extras and how they be acting, but also you can post. Nobody really watches anybody's shit anymore. So all I got to do is post 30 seconds of my film, and next thing you know, I'm the next lit shit according to my IG. But y'all ain't really watching this shit. Ain't nobody watching nobody's shit. So just post your little clip with the logo of the shit or whoever shit you want and move on about your day. Marvel calling you next week. You know, fuck it. Ain't nobody watching nobody's shit.
Just so jaded, like anybody giving a fuck, nobody cares.
Like, hey, no. So I'd be like, bro, you could still take that flop, but I was a lead and look good on my IG, you know, fuck it. Versus the extra shit, niggas gonna scroll past that. If I was like, look, I was an extra, look, plus, zoom in, Space Jam, like,
let's not forget Space Jam. The money.
And the money, though, there's no real act. Like, you ain't really gotta act for real to be an extra, but to be the lead, even if the film is, you know, if it bombed, that's still like experience and growth in your craft. You know?
Yeah, and it's still a bunch of money.
Really good movies bomb. You could have like a really good cult classic that bombs, and they're like, "Hey, you were really, really good in that, though," or "I really like that movie, but nobody else did."
Mm-hmm.
Grandma's Boy.
Oh, good. So good.
I love Grandma's Boy, bro. It was so had everything that I loved it. Drugs, I mean, you know, weed, video games,
drugs,
okay. And everything I love. Crack cocaine. Like, what?
Crack cocaine. Crack cocaine.
No, don't make fun of her because you said you love drugs, nigga. We all heard it. Right. Nigga, you love drugs.
I did try to divert, and... but the way you said crack cocaine was funny. You know what, guys? I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it like that.
Okay? Stars.
Crack cocaine. You sound like somebody, like you're at a church giving a speech to the kid. And now y'all out here doing all the good. Crack cocaine. Hey, I'm done. I'm sorry.
But no, Pat, you're right. Like, even with social media now, too, and with it being Netflix, Hulu, they rebuy so much shit. So mm-hmm. if you make a classic 10 years from now, you might get a bomb-ass distribution deal because people buy content. It's go for all creators. Keep them HD files. Keep them HD files. You'll sell that right. shit. Read it later.
And that don't matter to them. No shit could be everywhere. And you'd be like, hey, you know, can I get cut in on this distribution deal? I was in C-17 eating a hot dog.
Hey, y'all know what's crazy? Think about all of the millions of outtakes in Hollywood that people never see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would love for like an outtake reel of all of the crazy shit I've said and everything that never made it. Just like that shit would be golden.
Mm-hmm. Or even if movies
like America Home Videos, but bloopers from Hollywood. Yeah, check that out because we can really sell that shit.
For real.
Because we taking Hollywood's leftovers and fucking make it bank off it.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
You get sued.
But we get it from them, you know. It's all a distribution.
Yeah, we get licensed the rights. Them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So it's like a clip show, but on bloopers. Hey, that's
gotta have somebody go through all that footage, but that should be good though. Think of all the shit that was left on the cutting board floor at All Death.
Yeah, make it. That's what I was. Yeah, that. I mean, bro, it's some shit out here.
There's so many careers in that pile of Hollywood, just because there's so many people who were just like cut out and had to go to the premiere and was just like, where am I seeing that?
And that's a whole segment within itself. Like, damn, people just didn't make the film at all. Like, damn.
That sucks. I feel so bad for that. That's just literally the director being like, nah, I don't like this scene. And then it's just like, boom, that person's chance is left. Mm-hmm. Done on the cutting room floor.
They had already told their grandma they was going to be in it. Grandma like, I'm going to hold on.
They told the first.
They fall. They went to the premiere and everything. They ain't say nothing. Just was like, this is a whole different little boy right here. What the hell?
I'm going to hold on to Lynn. I'm seeing you in this movie.
I'm almost there. You know what I'm saying? That shit come out. Grandma like, I can explain. Don't explain your shit to me.
I could have died 2 months ago waiting on this little funk ass movie to come out.
I had another birthday. I had another birthday fucking with you. I said I was out of here.
The fact I kept my immune system going and I'm mad is hilarious. The fact I gave my red blood cells a motivational speech to make this movie and y'all motherfuckers.
I swear to God, that's how my family did me when I did Empire. They're like, you ain't even over this motherfucker for real. I was like...
Yeah, he was just smiling next to the nigga. No, but that was I'm about to go. I'm like, yeah, I'm an extra on Empire. Oh, okay. Well, no, you was a main feature, bro. You wasn't an extra.
I was a co-star. Don't do me like that.
Not co-star. Right under you was a reoccurring role, not co-star. Reoccurring.
No, it was co-star. Reoccurring is higher.
Oh, that was nice. They gave you that credit. That's sweet.
Wow.
I am reoccurring to roll your ass, but no.
Let's put it to a vote, man. What y'all gonna do? Y'all gonna do the lead in the
question.
Right.
You say you got a question?
Oh no, I forgot the question.
Oh, the question is would you rather be an extra in an Oscar winning movie or the lead in a box office bomb?
Hey, and it's an Oscar winning, or they use a flop, an extra in an Oscar. Okay,
Extra winning box office movie, or the lead in a flop.
Hold on. Never mind. Because I want to say, what level extra? Just
nigga. Extra. You don't have a line. You don't even get. You don't even get.
Well, no, because you do get a bump. You do get a bump. Like, even Keisha, that's called a bump. Like, you know, you get a bump where it's like, you get a bump. That's what I'm saying. And then you can get a speaking role.
You can do it. If you're in the bathroom and you do a bump with the like head actor, they're gonna automatically.
You a featured extra, or if it's the people from Empire cast, you might get a co-star.
You still not you know? Get more looks than being the star of your own movie.
Vivian's diabolical, dog.
That's that is me. I'm so nice, but you're so mean, so I get to be mean to you because you're mean. I don't want to be mean to nice people, like, you know.
See, whatever. Can't trust no ready.
Don't get started.
Look, I did Insecure for 3 seasons, and they ain't never invite me to none of the rap parties. I be seeing the pictures, niggas be having good times. I be seeing people on there that ain't even on the show. I be like, man, that's crazy. They invite me to nothing.
And the award for best caterer goes to Earl. Everybody just having a good time.
Oh, yeah. I be looking like, man, I wanted to go to that part.
All the grip people there.
Hey, ain't it funny when they do speeches at that shit? Like, we appreciate every little person that had anything to do with this show. That's why they're all here. They've all been invited. All the extras. All the.
What if all your invitations were just piling up somewhere at the wrong spot? It's like, come here more.
Well, let's put it to a vote while my internet's still stable because it's about to go out.
It's crazy.
I'm taking the lead.
I'm taking the lead. We all come on now. We all on camera. We gonna be the lead no matter what. We think we all egotistical. We think we can say the movie. We the lead.
That's true. That's true. I'll take the lead too. Pat, what you doing?
Lead.
All right.
Give me the bomb.
At least have it on that.
My scenes were good. Fuck y'all.
Give me that check.
This one is unanimous.
No matter if the story made sense.
So I want to thank our special guests for coming out again. We got Cynthia Lucier. We got Keisha E. We got CP, man. Shout out to the original squad. Pat is in the building. Shout out to May when she gets back. I'm to hear more. Thank you guys for watching another episode of Squadcast Versus. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.